you know what, Barefeet, it seems to me. It seems to me that that Lydia, who we just heard about, it seems to me that she was an incredibly unlikely person to be used by God in his great expedition.
It does.
Because she was just someone who in those days wouldn't have had a lot of power or influence. She wasn't someone who people would listen to. And yet God chose her and used her to start a church. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Now tell me, what is this great big expedition you keep talking about?
This great big expedition is really quite simple. Really, it's about following God. It's about following him wherever he leads.
Like far-flung places.
Well, yes, it can mean that. But what it really means, I suppose, is deciding to be Jesus' friend and trying to live life in a way that honours that, I suppose, a way that shows that we're Jesus' friend.
Ah, you mean like the people we heard about?
Yeah.
Like Stephen and Philip and Cleopas.
Yes, and Lydia and Peter and all of them. And us, too. They all had things to teach us about following Jesus.
Ah, yes, the never twos.
Yes, never two, never two.
I hope I can remember them. I've had a lot to learn this week.
You have.
Will you help me?
Yes, the answer is at that stage, as the congregation, yes, you will help. Brilliant. Okay, so how are you going to try and remember them, Barefeet?
Well, Sir Random, I have brought along some things to help me remember.
Okay, well, this looks quite intriguing here. I'm sure they're all going to become quite clear in a minute. Do you want me to hold some of these things for the moment? Here we are. Now, so far, I can see an elephant, a dress, an inflatable hammer. What is in this Tupperware?
That is a sandwich, Sir Random.
A sandwich. A sandwich there. And what on earth is that?
This is an egg.
An egg.
A rubber egg.
An egg.
A bouncy egg.
An egg.
An egg.
How does an egg remind you about the things that we've learnt this week?
Well, you see, an egg reminds me of a chicken.
Okay. How does a chicken help you remember the things that we've been thinking about this week?
And a chicken reminds me of a cockerel.
And how does a cockerel remind you of the things that we've been talking about this week?
And a cockerel reminds me of Peter.
Peter. Because Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
Is
that right?
He did.
Before the cock crowed.
That's 3 mistakes.
That's big mistakes as well. And what did we learn about Peter?
We learnt that he can never make too many mistakes.
Never too many mistakes.
He was still part of God's big expedition.
So that's what the egg. Shall I hold the egg? I'll hold the egg and then hopefully these things will be able to remind us. So there's an egg that reminds us that we never make too many mistakes for God to include us. What else have we got?
I have a sandwich.
You've got a sandwich? Did you just bring that along because you were hungry? It's only like sort of 10:30. You didn't have breakfast.
Not quite.
You didn't have breakfast? We learnt that breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day, definitely in the top 3. See, the vicar gets it. Why have you brought a sandwich?
This sandwich is to remind me. Because it's very ordinary.
It's an ordinary sandwich.
Yes.
And what does
that... It's very boring, a sandwich.
What does that remind you of?
That reminds me of Stephen.
And Stephen. Now, he was the one whose job was to feed people. And all he was doing, while the disciples were off doing really exciting things and preaching, he was just making sure that everyone had food.
Yes, and blankets and stuff like that.
A very ordinary job.
Very ordinary job.
But what did that teach us?
That teaches us that even the ordinary stuff can be for God too.
So,
you can never be too ordinary.
Never too ordinary. What else have you got?
I'm going to need this now, Sam. I have a hammer.
You have a hammer?
Yes.
What on earth do you have a hammer for?
It's for hitting
apart
you,
from obviously taking out some of the pent-up rage that has built up this week. I've been trying to teach you all kinds of things as a wise old explorer.
Well,
so what does the hammer remind you of?
Can you tell me how this is making you feel? Are you feeling hopeless yet?
I'm feeling like it's going to go on forever and I've lost all hope.
There you go.
Oh, so that reminds us of hopelessness.
Exactly. Exactly.
And who was hopeless that we learnt about?
Cleopas and his friend were very hopeless. They thought Jesus was dead, never coming back, and they'd lost hope.
But what happened?
Jesus came to see them and reminded them that you can never be too hopeless.
So, never too many mistakes, never too ordinary, never too hopeless.
Indeed.
Excellent. What else? Because you've got a lot of things at the front here. What are you doing bare feet?
I'm taking off my shoes.
Taking off your shoes? But you've been wearing them all week. Exploring. They're going to be horribly warm and sweaty.
My name is Bare Feet, after
all. I suppose it is. I suppose bare feet. A shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe.
Bless you. why? What does that remind you of?
This reminds me of Peru.
Of Peru.
Yes.
Now, at this stage, we should also welcome back Julia. Because for those of you who don't know Julia's alter ego, Bare Feet, Julia has spent 6 months in Peru.
I have.
Now, why does that shoe remind you of what we've learnt this week?
Well, it's from Peru, which is 6,000 miles away.
6,000 miles away, that's a long way.
It is very far.
It's going to take you at least an hour, maybe 2 hours to walk. So it's a long, long way away. And what does that remind us of?
That reminds us that we can never be too near or too far.
So wherever we are in the world, near or far, God can use us.
Indeed.
Never too near
like
or
Philip.
Far. Like Philip. So, never too
many mistakes.
Never too
ordinary.
Never too hopeless. And never too near or far. This is good. These are helpful things to remind us. Mm-hmm. What else have you got?
I have an elephant.
You have an elephant. You do actually have a large elephant here. Hold it up. Okay. Oh, there we are. I'm a 73-year-old explorer. I shouldn't be lifting elephants in church. So what does this elephant remind you of?
This elephant is actually a children's plaything.
Oh.
Yes.
Nope, that doesn't help me.
Well, children are young, aren't they?
Children are young.
And what are we? Never too,
too young. So even if you're a little child or an old 73-year-old explorer, you are never too young, brackets, or old, to be part of God's expedition.
Exactly.
So we've got never too many mistakes. We've got never too ordinary. Never too hopeless. Never too near or far. I'll let you lift the elephant this time. Never too young. All of these things are things that remind us. Is there anything else? Are you picking
There's
up?
One more. And we just learnt about this today.
A dress.
Yes, a dress.
Is that you're never too pink?
Not quite.
No, not quite. What is that one then?
This one is to remind me about women.
Because Lydia was a woman.
Exactly.
And so it was very unlikely that God would use her to start a church because people didn't really listen to women in those days so much. So Lydia
was very unlikely.
So there's a lot of things here that we've learnt.
Indeed.
We've got. So let's see if we can go. Should we see if they've learnt it all?
Yes.
All right. Never too.
Very
never too
good.
Many mistakes.
A sandwich.
Elephant. And dress is never too
unlikely.
I nearly said young. That was terribly confusing. So, do you know what? If we remember all of these things, I think it shows us that any of us, you can be part of God's expedition. But do you know what? There's one thing that you've forgotten.
What on earth have I forgotten?
You have forgotten the most memorable aspect of the whole week. You have forgotten the fish. The real fish.
Oh my.
Smell the fish. Oh. It's a real fish. Because do you know what they did on the last day? They did to me, the venerable old explorer. They poured fish guts over me. They poured actual, genuine, actual fish guts over me.
Literally.
And I'm going to put the fish away because it does smell a little
bit
here.
It does smell a lot.
But do you know what that reminds us of? That reminds us that actually God never abandons us. Because as I stood there, what happened?
Well, Guy stopped you.
Guy paused it. He certainly didn't stop it, I noticed. Guy paused it and Guy came and stood next to me.
He did.
Because he reminded us by doing that, that no matter where we are, whatever we've done, the reason that we are never too ... is because God will always be with us. And sometimes bad things will happen to us, but God will always be with us in those moments, standing alongside us, covered in metaphorical fish guts, or real fish guts. If, now I know Guy thanked Joyce and Karen before for being great leaders, and they are fantastic, but they did genuinely use real fish guts on me. Real fish guts on me. I'm not quite over that yet. So God will be with us, and God will help us, and you can be part of God's expedition. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I pray that you will help us to be part of your expedition. I pray that you will show us what we can do here or far. Even though we've made mistakes, even though we feel ordinary or young or unlikely or hopeless, I pray that you will show us how we can be part of your great expedition. Amen.